This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're kicking off hour number two, or dos,
or deux,
or deux, un deux,
if you're French. What's it in German? Bei?
Ein, zwei.
Zwei?
Zwei.
How do you know that?
My Life. Older sister took German and...
Made you learn German?
Kind of.
Oh, that sucks.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben.
See, I could only go to drei.
I don't know nine.
The rest of them.
Nine!
I don't know.
Nine. But I don't know ten is either. I don't remember. I used to know. One of my sisters did the foreign exchange thing. And so she went over to Germany and was hosted by a family who... She had some sort of a problem with, and this is probably the early 80s, right? 82, 83. So, there wasn't the internet, and, if you had a problem somewhere, you couldn't just, she's in a foreign country and barely, she speaks German because she took German in high school or whatever, right. But, high school level German, right? So, she ended up, leaving and, going and befriending some people, going and hanging out with them for, 4 weeks instead of staying at the host's thing. And, she lost an amazing amount of weight or something. She was over there as well. Yeah, it was an interesting thing. But, the authorities never got involved, despite the fact that there were some questionable things about, she saw the dude of the family, raise hands to, the wife and that kind of a thing. And she was like, I want no part of this.
Nope.
And so she got the F out.
That's kind of interesting, because last time I met a German, I put on an amazing amount of weight. Because of her.
I have that problem with Italians.
Italians, yeah.
So before we go on with the show, on March 16th, 2021, terrorists calling themselves government agents conspired together and raided this very studio, the Free Talk Live studio. They raided the Bitcoin Embassy and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. We call these folks the Crypto Six. Ian Freeman spent 69 days held hostage. And the person named Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, still remains in custody. The rest were released on some sort of bail conditions. They are all still facing charges. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information there. There's links. There's a video. And there's multiple ways to which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. So since we've been talking about, I know we started with International Whores Day, mm-hmm. and that's fun and really doesn't have much to do with Bitcoin, unless, of course, you happen to be a whore who accepts Bitcoin. And if you are, the phone number is 603-283-6160.
Well, we don't just talk about Bitcoin on this show. That's only one thing we cover.
Absolutely, but we're going to talk about Bitcoin again.
Okay. I imagine we've covered it more often than average in the last 2 months. But I haven't been here, so I don't know.
The reason I talk about Bitcoin is, and when I say Bitcoin, I mean cryptocurrency.
In all fairness, I like to talk about Monero.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, very nice.
What's going on with Monero?
Nothing fancy. It's just sitting there being Monero. It's all doing right. A good job at its job. And
what's the cost of a Monero these days? I don't know.
$260?
$200 plus.
Yeah, nice. Something like that. Yeah. It was up closer to $400 there for a minute.
Wow.
Well, you were just before, maybe a week before you actually got released. Before the dip in the whole market, Ethereum was almost $4,000.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And
I was amazed. Sorry, so Monero?
Yeah, it's just I was just looking up the price of it right now.
Why should listeners even think about Monero?
Because Monero is a privacy coin, and if you like, it's $308.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Monero's $308.49 right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's put on 5% in the last 24 hours. Fantastic, good job, Monero. So Monero's a privacy coin. With other coins, there's no they're encrypted, so it's going to be tough to track down a transaction. You know, somebody might get some hackers on the case and hack into the blockchain somehow and possibly find out that you once bought a cup of coffee for $1.35.
Yeah, there's some very detailed, what do they call them, Chainalysis,
programs, right,
where people have been able to track the history of Bitcoin moving and where it's been. And, you know, so Bitcoin, of course, completely trackable. Monero, completely untrackable. At least so far it hasn't been cracked.
Correct. I think the government has bounties out for hackers who can crack Monero.
Yeah, they haven't gotten them yet.
Well, the thing is, it was designed specifically for the government to ask those requests and fail.
Not get anywhere.
So, I mean, that's the reason it was made, because we realized that, you know, we're heading toward a cashless society because whether government wants it or not, which they do, they want it for different reasons than other people do, but mm-hmm. we're living in a highly technological world, and that means money is going to stop being less tangible, too. So what we don't want to do is lose the cash in our pockets, mm-hmm. and we can do what we want to do with the cash in our pockets.
Because that's anonymous. Cash in your pockets.
Anonymous. It's none of anybody's business what we do with our money sometimes, and Monero lets you do that.
Yeah, that's true.
The way I understand it is Monero, when you send to Monero, it doesn't turn up on the other end. It destroys itself on the spot and pops up anew.
As far as its traceability. Yeah.
Yeah, new coins are generated in the wallet of the other person.
I'm not sure how it all works. That's a great question.
But I am glad.
You can't trace it.
I am glad that it exists, because there would be a market for it if it didn't. And it's not the only one. It's the reigning champion right now.
Yeah, what's this? What's the next competitor?
There's another
one. Pirate?
I think, they're based on Monero, though. They're based on Monero code, basically. Mm. But yeah, there's another one called R.
That one's based on Zcash.
Zcash?
Yeah.
R Zcash? Okay, I got that wrong.
Yeah. And so was Hush. Hush was also based on Zcash.
Right. Yeah. But the thing with Zcash, though, is that it isn't as private as they claimed it was going to be.
The problem with Zcash is that they have two modes. There's a public mode and a private mode, and 99% of the transactions use the public mode.
Oh, so you have to turn something on.
Yeah, you have to opt into the privacy.
I just want it to work.
Whereas Monero is all private all the time. There's no public option.
Yeah.
Well,
I think Dash, somebody said Dash and Bitcoin Cash are doing the same thing.
I've never heard of that. Dash had a quote-unquote privacy mode early on. It was basically a built-in Dash mixer, which is weak privacy, the weakest possible form of privacy you can get.
The cool thing about all these different coins, and there's what? Hundreds, maybe thousands of different cryptocurrencies at this point. I don't know what the
number is. There's 10,000. Last time somebody pulled up CoinMarketCap, there were 10,000 coins that they were listing there.
The beautiful thing about having all this competition is that as these features are developed on other coins, they can be adapted to existing coins.
Sure, you just copy the code. Mm-hmm. Most of them are all open source.
Yeah.
So, you know, when somebody invents a new thing because of competition, it actually benefits the entire cryptoverse.
That's true.
And for our listeners who wonder why I specifically talk a lot about Bitcoin, it's because I have encountered the argument so many times about, you know, well, an anarchist society or a stateless society, right? A society without the organization that we know as government, which is a monopoly on the use of force. They claim a monopoly on the use of force. And I try to get them to imagine what life might be like with show me an example of that ever working. Mm-hmm. Here you go. It's right here.
Cryptocurrency.
It was actually one of the easiest hurdles to climb. Like, I always thought, when we were talking about stateless societies, when I was first exposed to the idea of a stateless society, you know, anarchy was a scary word to me then. I'll never forget, Pete Ayer said, I'm an anarchist, and I, shuddered. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're not going to vote for Ron Paul. You know what I mean? I'll never forget. And I really got to thinking about, well, Pete's a great guy. How could anarchy possibly work? He's not an idiot. And he's not a madman. He's a total normal
leader. By the way, welcome back, Pete. Yeah. Back to New Hampshire.
Nice. Yeah.
I just wanted to know, how how are we going to hurt? My first question was stupid. It was, what are we going to do about the post office? who would ever deliver a piece of mail?
You went into mode, M-U-H.
Totally. Yeah. Everybody else's thing is, what about the roads? My second thing was, what are we going to do about a money supply? Mm. Okay, well,
problem solved.
Problem solved. Presto, what else? What's next?
Also, what do you do about official record keeping?
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Blockchain can do all of the official record keeping that all governments do across the globe and do it better, faster, and cheaper, which is why bureaucracies should be freaking out. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
you want to dial 603-283-6160. You can talk about whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves, whatever's on your mind, or you can comment on anything we've been talking about. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Matt,
and Ian. We've been talking about, well, a lot of things. We've been sort of centered around cryptocurrency and the blockchain technologies. And since we were, I like to highlight more people accepting cryptocurrencies, particularly businesses, right? It's one thing for, like, you know, I don't know, I'm a babysitter and I take Bitcoin, or, you know, I'm a one-man handyman and I take Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. It's one thing for, like, the one-person shops to accept Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency. But this from Bitcoin.com, U.S. convenience store chain Sheetz, that's S-H-E-E-T-Z, to accept cryptocurrencies for payments. Now, I'm not familiar with this particular chain, but Ian, you said you have some familiarity.
I personally have never seen this chain, but I am aware that it exists because our former co-host, Chris Reitman, who I am prohibited from speaking with by the terms of my bail condition, sadly, he's the co-founder of the Bitcoin Embassy, and he also is the founder of the Mighty Moose Mart, which is a convenience store here in Keene. And he grew up, I think, in an area, or at least spent a lot of his life in an area where these Sheetz stores were. Mm-hmm. So he was very familiar with sort of the quality level of them. He was very impressed with how they operate, you know, from a business aspect, how they present their product and all that. And so I think that they there was a lot of influence from the Sheetz brand as far as how he launched his own personal convenience store. So I heard a lot about, you know, the Sheetz business model as he was kind of telling us all about what his plans were for Mighty Moose Mart. So they seem to be a pretty, like, technologically savvy company, like with online ordering of food, like if you want to order a sandwich or something like that. That
right.
Kind of thing.
So on May 27th, Sheetz revealed the company will be accepting crypto payments via the digital payments network Flexa.
Hmm.
I've never heard of them before, but I will look into them further on my own time.
Yeah.
The company, Sheetz, is headquartered in Altoona, Pennsylvania. It operates 622 convenience stores and coffee shops in Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
622 convenience stores. That is...
That's a lot.
You guys remember the old Bitcoin joke? Well, or the criticism? It'll never be able to be used to buy a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
There it is.
Well, I sure hope that nobody's buying or no one is buying coffee with Bitcoin, because the fees, I suspect, are still terrible. I don't think those have been fixed in the last 2 months that I'm in jail.
Nope.
So I'm hoping that Sheetz here is going to be accepting some alternatives to Bitcoin, like maybe Bitcoin Cash or Dash.
You just got to buy a lot of coffee to make it worth.
Yeah.
I will take a tanker of coffee, please.
Can you just roll over the keg of coffee, please? So Sheetz noted in its announcement that the firm aims to, quote, provide customers with the ability to pay for items inside the store or fill up their cars, trucks, and RVs at the pump.
Yeah, that's
using
nice.
Digital currencies like Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, Dogecoin, and more.
Now, that's interesting. Like, how are they going to do the fill-ups? Because most gas stations, they want you to prepay, right? They don't trust that you're going to not drive away after filling up the tank. So with a credit card, when you swipe the card, they've already got all your authorization information. If right. you drive away, they still, you know, they get the sale.
Right.
Otherwise, you usually have to walk in and hand them cash, and then they authorize the pump, and then you can go up to the amount of the cash that you put in. How are they going to do that with crypto? Are you going to prepay the crypto amount and then receive crypto back? If so, that's complicated.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know how that's going to pan out. What are they going to do to implement this?
It's a good question. I worked in convenience stores for a period of time in my mm-hmm. life. I was an assistant manager at a large gas and diesel and racing fuel type thing, yep. A couple of car washes and that kind of thing. So this is all like, you know, sort of the advent of debit cards, so like people could just pull up to the pump, pump their gas, and then drive off.
Yeah.
Right. There was no. So what they would do,
pump
though,
and run, as it were.
Gas and go.
Gas and go.
Yeah, yeah. What they would do is they would just shut off the pumps at the end corner. So if there's a, you know how there's always a roof sort of above the pumps to keep the rain from falling on you? The most frequent gas-and-go pumps were the ones at the ends,
the closest
on all
to
four
the
corners, the ones most able,
right.
quickest getaway kind of thing.
Right.
So they would disable those after, say, 9 p.m., 10 p.m., whenever it got dark.
Okay.
And so if people wanted to use that pump, they'd get out of their car, they would put the nozzle in the gas tank, and then they'd press the button to call the attendant, and then you'd have to just say back to them, oh, this pump is prepay after 10 o'clock or whatever it is. So then you make them come in and pay. But the question still remains, how does the, you know,
I mean,
how do you prepay with crypto? I don't,
it could be done. So when you pay from cryptocurrency wallets, if it's not Monero, which is total privacy, and then you don't know much about, you know, how those transactions went. But if you pay with, like, Bitcoin Cash or Dash, then the receiver knows from whom it's come from.
Right.
They know the wallet address source. So they could just return the change to your wallet. I mean, that's doable.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
That's doable.
It would have to be the payment provider that makes that a feature in
Correct.
Their POS integration.
Or the gas pump or whatever.
Right.
And I would love to see that be a thing. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But it would require the customer to prepay up front. So it would be basically the equivalent of a cash payment.
The sheets themselves go on to say, I think this is a...
And you wouldn't have to go back inside. If it was all done at the pump, you could pay at the pump, and then you just get the automatic refund right into your wallet.
Back to your wallet.
The change. You have to go, you don't have to go back in and wait in line to get the remainder of your cash. So it would still be a time saver by comparison to cash.
Right, but there would be fees on both transactions.
Yeah, but if we're just talking about Dash or Bitcoin Cash, you're talking about like a cent.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, no
or
big deal.
Quarter
so they
cent
would not be able to use Bitcoin in that case. That
right.
would be completely impossible due to the Bitcoin fees being out of control.
Even with Lightning?
I don't know anything about Lightning. Do you?
I know that it's a thing, and it's the Bitcoin Core's method to try and overcome.
Sure. Have you ever tried it?
I have not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a derivative of Bitcoin. It's not actually Bitcoin at that point, right?
It's a side chain, I think.
It's a layer two protocol that,
And it's totally not private either.
Nope. It adds extra complexity and confusion, I think. So, I mean, the only person who actually has ever cared about Lightning in our little network of crypto friends is Chris Reitman. He's been excited by it forever. And cannot recruit anyone else to care. He has tried so hard.
There's something that I've used not too recently ago, or unrecently, whatever, that, not too long ago. I tried to use something that accepted Bitcoin, and it gave me a choice. It said you use Bitcoin or Bitcoin Lightning.
Mm.
So, like, there was something that I tried to use. It wasn't Purse. It was something else. But I didn't use either of those anyway. I was
so far, there's no reason for me to bother. I mean, not that I can do it legally now anyway, but I'm on bail conditions that say I can't even use crypto, which is ridiculous.
Well, the statement from Sheets goes on to say, above all else, our mission at Sheets is to continue providing our customers with the ultimate one-stop shop where they can refuel their car and refresh their body, Linda Smith, the payments manager for Sheets, said. And I can tell you more about what they said. And the 622-store chain.
That's huge.
Going to be accepting Bitcoin for all sorts of fun stuff. So 603-283-6160. Would you fill up your car with cryptocurrency?
Yes, and I have.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced more details Thursday about the program to share COVID vaccines with other countries. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said that donations of shots would be coming from the U.S.'s surplus of supply, and the majority of the first shipment of 25 million doses would be shared through the United Nations COVAX program. Some will also be directed to India, Gaza, the West Bank, and other areas experiencing a surge of infections. He added that the donations are being made to further the overall goal of ending the pandemic globally. And the Department of Justice is moving to treat ransomware attacks as acts of terrorism in the wake of a rise of major incidents. Reuters reporting U.S. attorneys' offices received new guidance on Thursday, directing them to coordinate any ransomware investigations with a recently created federal task force. Recent attacks against Colonial Pipeline and meat producer JBS have caused the department to prioritize ransomware attacks. You're listening to USA Radio News. A court ruling says the Biden administration can't prioritize when distributing coronavirus relief funds. Tim Berg reports.
An appeals court has ruled that the Biden administration can't use race and sex as factors when distributing coronavirus relief funds. In a 2-1 ruling, the 3-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that the Small Business Administration was violating the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by giving priority to minority and female-owned restaurants seeking coronavirus relief funds. The Justice Department declining to comment on the ruling or whether it would appeal to the Supreme Court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And recess could soon be a mandatory part of the day in Illinois' public schools. State lawmakers passed a bill this week requiring schools to include 30 minutes of recess in their day. Being held out of that recess could also not be used as a punishment as part of the measure. The bill now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The drummer to like maybe play a little bit different of a drum riff. It was always like, instead of doing doogadoom doogadoom doom, could you do like a doogada doogada doogada
mouth drums?
Yeah, yeah. Or how about a bugada bump bugada bump bugada bump? Can you do that instead? And so like we called that speaking drummeries. Very similar to drunkenese.
If you've usually both at once, right?
I mean
it's band practice.
Ironically, the more drunk you get, the more sense drummeries makes.
And somebody's always taking out their shirt and flailing around at some point anyway. So
it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to talk about whatever's on your mind, is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Matt.
It's Ian.
We're talking about this article from Bitcoin.com where convenience chain in the number of 622 convenience stores scattered throughout Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland is going to take cryptocurrency for all things. The article goes on to say, to quote, as a result, we are constantly innovating and exploring new offerings to truly give our customers what they want, when they want it, 24/7, 365.
Including prostitutes.
Well, I mean...
Only on special
Thanks
holidays.
For bringing it back around to International Whores Day. I appreciate you circling back. It says, that includes accepting many forms of payment. We're very excited to be working with Flexa to roll out support for cryptocurrencies and other types of digital assets at our stores.
Yeah, we should pull up the Flexa website and see what they're offering. What are the cryptocurrencies that their system is accepting? Because it cannot just be Bitcoin.
Oh, no, they already said that it would be more than just Bitcoin.
Right, yeah, I heard the plural there. I just was curious to know what they're going to, you know, is Dogecoin going to be there? What are they going to take?
Features, solution resources, let's see, apps, integrations?
I wasn't asking you to do it, Captain.
I was doing it.
You're hosting the show.
I was like, why are you asking me to do that now?
What's the multitask?
Another person with a phone could do it if another person with a phone wanted to do that. They're sitting in the third chair.
You and I had the same thought. It's just that I was like, why is he asking me to do this now? I'm in the middle of hosting a show.
It could be a thing that a third host could back up the first host with.
The third chair is not allowed to touch phones, though.
You're not under bail conditions.
Wait, I'm on the second chair, though.
That's the third chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then.
You just, yeah.
So yeah, I'm in a technicality status.
I think you have to, casually suggest to the third chair that they voluntarily pick up their phone.
I should have said, Matt, could you? And I'm being very clear.
That would work.
It. Yeah, I wasn't being clear.
That would work.
That's not how we do things around here.
Suggestion is like such a failure. With say what you want, I'm on it.
It's flexa.network, apparently, is there.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there's fresh competition out there, because for a long time, the Bitcoin acceptance at retail world was very limited. It was just BitPay and AnyPay. And, of course, we're big fans of the AnyPay folks here on Free Talk Live. Former co-host Derek J. Freeman founded that company, and they do amazing work.
I found it.
But the more the merrier. Bring more competition into this field. I think that's fantastic.
It's in alphabetical order. So Algo, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Celo, Dash, Dogecoin, EOS, Ether, Litecoin, Lumens, Tezos,
wow.
And Zcash.
All right. That's plenty
of them. That's a list.
Those are under supported cryptocurrencies. They
got Bitcoin Cash and Dash, so those are the two spendy ones.
They also mentioned supported digital tokens, AMP, ATOM, Basic Attention Token, ECO, LINK, LRC, Luna, OXT, and ZRX.
Now, no one in their right mind is going to want to use Ethereum-based tokens either, because the fees on those, at least
absurd.
2 months ago, were also ridiculous.
I might just to get something out of them, you know.
Well, if you have.
I bought a few of these. They're only worth a few dollars, you know.
But as of the last time I was moving Ethereum around, it was like a $10 fee.
Yeah, I wanted to tip somebody $5, and it was going to be a $5 fee
on Ethereum?
To do that. Yeah, with Ethereum.
And how recent was this?
A month and a half ago.
Apparently, they also support some stable coins, the Celo dollar, DAI, D-A-I, Gemini dollar, and the USD coin.
Yeah, all of those Ethereum-based.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to buy a tank of gas for $20 and then pay an extra $5 on top for the privilege of using a crypto token. But if you're using like Bitcoin Cash or Dash, or I heard Lumens were in there as well, Stellar Lumens.
That's
also
pretty sweet.
Those are very, very low fee. I'm a big fan of the Stellar Lumens. I like those a lot.
Well, you could also be like the Mighty Moose Mart and offer a bit of a discount if you pay in crypto.
You could. But even so, $5 fee isn't going to be covered by a discount like that.
But it's nice if you spend, $20.
I'm curious to know who else they're working with as well, this Flexa network. I'd love to see, the payment procedure. Like, AnyPay, for instance, makes little videos where you can see somebody walk into a place.
I have to let you get away with saying these things because of your predicament. Normally, right about now is where I would say, if only there were a device.
Yeah, you could look it up.
If only they made a magic rectangle that fit into your... But I can't say that to you, properly.
You can say it.
No, well, it doesn't make any sense to say it to you, because I know you can't.
Not yet.
Ian, if only you could get a set of encyclopedias delivered to you that were every minute, that were updated the next minute.
If only I had a device with spyware installed on the computer. And tomorrow I might just... Which, I'm looking forward to on one hand because I'll be able to get more stuff done.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it also means I have to check my emails for the first time in 2.5-3 months.
You poor bastard.
Yeah, that's
no, I've had that happen where I've been gone
to go back into emails for a long time.
Yeah.
No fun.
Yeah. Sometimes what I've done in the past is I've just taken everything except for the last week and hit delete.
Yeah.
because sometimes if it's important, they'll mail you back.
Well, true. That's true.
It's not the best strategy, just a strategy. So at any rate, Sheets is going to be accepting through Flexa, cryptocurrencies, that is. According to the announcement, Sheets will leverage Flex's climate-neutral payments technology at a number of select cafes and stores at first. Later this summer, the company will roll out crypto payments for the firm's fuel pumps.
What does that mean, climate-neutral?
You know, it's funny you're asking this because I just was over at the Froyo place, and there was some random kid in there. I was trying to tip the two girls that worked there in some Doge, and some kid came in, and he was the local Bitcoin expert, apparently.
Oh.
Not really. But he had some things to say, and he was climbing on and learning a little bit, I think.
Great.
But he was saying, they were talking about how Doge is not as dirty for the environment as Bitcoin is.
Mm.
I'm like, dude, throw that stuff in the garbage. It's not real. That is the. I can't believe this is, you know.
Didn't that undermine your tipping intentions?
Man,
like you're telling them to throw away the.
It's like an automatic headache to hear people parroting what they've heard on the news or TV or whatever.
Isn't Doge bad news because there's no maximum?
Yeah, it's trash because the guy who created it intentionally created it to be trash as a parody to all the trash coins that were already out there. He just wanted to make the trashiest of them all, and here it is at 40 cents.
It's in the top 10, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like number 5 a couple weeks
ago.
Amazing.
So apparently climate neutral refers to climate change.
I figured.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I thought that climate neutral meant like we'll take any form of currency because
so what does it
we want you to have the most amount of choice available to pay for stuff when you visit our store.
Because Ian, the miners are burning so much electricity to mine the Doge that it's bad for the planet.
You mean the Bitcoin?
They're claiming the carbon footprint of Bitcoin is huge.
They're claiming Flexa is climate neutral.
That's what I want to know. Like, what does that even mean?
Nothing.
That it doesn't suck any more energy or something. It's got a small carbon footprint.
Sounds like a load of crap.
Yes.
Selling point.
It does.
Anyway, at a number of select stores, they'll offer first, then later this summer, the company will roll out crypto payments for the fuel pumps. Sheets customers can also tether their Sheets Rewards loyalty points to Flexa-enabled applications. Further, Sheets is also leveraging Flexa's point-of-sale partner, NCR.
Whoa.
That's a big company.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, things are looking up. People have been waiting for crypto to sort of go mainstream, and perhaps we're on the edge. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Feel free to drum along on whatever thing is in front of you. Whatever you hear the music play. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Matt,
and it's Ian.
You need more syllables, bro.
I know! It's so boring. I'm
Matt.
Sorry.
I'm not
doing
like
that.
That's the Monty Python thing, right?
It's been too long for me.
I'll call myself Matt as Yao from now on. It's more like interesting Hebrew word version of it.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's a old reliable right there.
That's a great handle for a radio show or anywhere else, really. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160 if you want to call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very nice and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. So during the break, we were looking at some of the coins that this Flexa, who Sheetz is partnering with to do the payments, and the Flex is a few years old. Looks like 2.5, maybe 3 tops.
This looks like their biggie, like the Sheetz. We scrolled through their blog just to see what other things, because if there's something big that happens, they would highlight it, presumably, on their company blog.
Yep.
And this was really the only thing that jumped out as the big integration. I think this is their big catch.
Their first big scale. Yeah. I mean, 622.
That's a huge rollout.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's, they better have it together, you know? Like, you better have done a lot of beta testing on this.
Definitely.
And have a team of crack experts available at the beck and call of all 622 stores.
Yeah.
Hopefully they've hired up for that. I know it's been difficult to find good help these days.
You know, we've had a lot of experience here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is one of the Bitcoin or cryptocurrency hubs as far as local businesses.
A mecca, if you will.
Yeah, a mecca. It's actually been called that in Forbes magazine, as a matter of fact. People who accept cryptocurrency at the local businesses, all like one-off, individual, mom-and-pop kind of local businesses. And it's been a bit of a bumpy ride because, you know, we're still on the cutting edge of technology here, and it doesn't always work perfectly, including the payment systems. So, you know, a lot of times AnyPay, which is what is utilized primarily here, they would have some sort of bug, and ultimately it would kind of fall to the Keene people to figure it out because we're out there every single day, or at least I used to be. I can't now anymore. But everybody else in town who is not under bail restrictions can still go out and spend their cryptocurrency.
And yeah, and I was just going to say, there are 566 Cumberland Farms locations.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Steven Zeiler should get a product to market that competes with whatever this is.
And I imagine AnyPay would like to accomplish that. I forget the article we were talking about that did mention AnyPay.
It was a show that I was hosting, and I didn't even know that AnyPay was mentioned. It was just one of these announcements where such and such is going to take cryptocurrency. So I brought it for show prep. We got into it, and as I was reading it, it was like, man, they're going to use AnyPay for their integrations.
Yeah.
And CEO Derek Horton of AnyPay said blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and I remember it was noteworthy because they were going to keep the crypto. They weren't going to cash out.
Right.
And I've spaced completely on what the hell it was.
We can look it up.
Sorry to whoever you were.
We can look it up either during the break or perhaps when we get a competent third chairperson.
Our research
driver.
Bitch.
I'm taking a beating here tonight.
Nothing but love, man. Nothing but love. Define Mecca. Mecca is a place that attracts people to it.
Yes, on like a pilgrimage. You know, the Muslims, for instance, they have what they call the Hajj, which is their pilgrimage to Mecca, which is the place for a long time that Muhammad lived.
Right. Or was born in, perhaps?
No, I believe Muhammad, if I recall correctly, was born in Medina. I'm a little rusty on my Muslim or Islamic history.
The first result says a city in Saudi Arabia that was the birthplace of Muhammad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And is the holiest
city. This is Mecca?
Islam.
Mm. Okay. I guess I had it wrong.
I mean, this is the first, you know, the little bit that Google shows you before it shows you, like, links to other stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's possible they're wrong. They've been wrong before.
Maybe it was Medina where he went to temporarily, and then he went back to Mecca.
He found that it was neither funky nor cold.
You stole my thunder. I was going to make the same joke.
You know, actually, I didn't run into him, but I was at an airport with Tone Loke at one time. I heard his voice. I heard Tone Loke. There's only one Tone Loke, and I heard Tone Loke. I turned around, and there was Tone Loke. That's Tampa. I think it was the Tampa airport.
Sorry.
Yeah. Tampa airport's a likely place to run into Tone Loke, from what I hear. No, I've never heard that before.
Tone Loke is such a weird name, too, because, like,
it's original.
Is it short for Tony Locomotive?
Right? Tony Loco.
Tony Loco. Tone Loke. All right, so anyway, this convenience store, going to take Bitcoin, going to use Flexa, gonna let you pay for gas.
I hope that it works out. You know, it's maybe we're there. Maybe we're there now to where there's enough people that are interested in cryptocurrency to where this could be, you know, 1% or 2% or something of their payments. I mean, I feel like that's optimistic, hoping for 1%. Just, you know, given what we see around here, it just.
Although, let's not underestimate the power of 622 stores.
No doubt.
You know,
no doubt. At
attracting
the very
people who want to pay with crypto.
Yeah, it will be an attraction. There's no doubt about it. I mean, people up around here in New Hampshire have been known for going out of their way to spend crypto at a place that accepts it. So I have gone to, there's a gas station over by where Jay Noon lives, one of our former co-hosts here, out in Henniker, and it's called the All-in-One Market, and every now and then, like two out of five of the owners, like a family that owns the place, two out of the five are like young and they're into cryptocurrency. And if they're working, and they work most of the time, they will accept your Bitcoin Cash or Dash payments. But they just do it kind of personally, and then they put their own cash in the drawer.
Right.
But it's good enough for me. I'll call them up if again, prior to my bail conditions, I would call them up and, you know, say, hey, is so-and-so or so-and-so working today? If so, yes, I'd like to pay with crypto. Come on by. And I'd go out of my way. I'd drive out of my way like 10 minutes just so I could buy from the one crypto accepting gas station.
I mean, think about it. We go out to eat several times a week for crypto reasons. Even when we're not hungry, we show up at a place and spend the money just because we want to.
Yeah. You know, before things got all locked down and nasty, you know, there were more opportunities to do so. Now that things have sort of lifted, hopefully we can see a resurgence of those places that got ignored or were otherwise closed or were otherwise too masky for some folks who use cryptocurrency to patronize.
Yeah, I think it's starting to go hyperbolic enough where it doesn't really matter that it's just us going to spend. There's like randos. Malaise over at Fucking Great. Mm-hmm. She said that she's got people who aren't us just walking in and asking if they can spend crypto on there. So that's
is what I want to see. Yeah. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trevor Filter, an interesting name for the co-founder of Payments for Inflexa. His name is Filter. I wonder if he has to filter his speech.
Oh,
maybe. He detailed that his company looked forward to helping Sheetz roll out digital asset payments at the fuel pumps. Quote, Sheetz is one of the most forward-thinking brands in the business.
Sounds like it.
And understands their customer base better than anyone else.
Yeah, you would think they'd have done some research, right, with their customers on this?
We are absolutely elated that Flexa can help them become the first convenience and retail chain to accept digital currencies directly at the pump. Filter remarked.
Not the first convenience store, the first chain. Because we got the first convenience stores in Keene.
Absolutely.
We got three of them
at the pump.
Yes, that we don't have.
Right. Yeah. Wait, where can I get gas for crypto?
Henniker. There's the Henniker place, but that's off and on.
Okay. So the other ones are just convenience stores.
Yes, in Keene we have three convenience stores, none of which have gas.
You can get gas if you eat some of their food, though.
Hey, now.
Hey, then breakfast. then breakfast. Roll up taco. Look at taquitos or whatever they
pretty
got.
Pretty good.
Moose Mart. They're delicious.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The other two don't have hot food. So
correct.
Mighty Moose Mart's the only one.
And
the
campus convenience. You're right. That place is kind of a.
I don't even know if they take crypto anymore because he got raided.
Well, he didn't get raided. They took.
I hope it didn't spook
they
him.
They took the. The
I can't
machine.
Speak to him either. They won't let me talk to him.
I actually said hello to them recently in the last couple of days, and they say hello as well.
Although, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and
I guess they can talk to me.
They're glad that you're out.
Good, good. So, those guys are cool.
I saw them over at the new place that they're at.
Nice.
603-283-6160.
That won't do you any good. We're done.
More free talk.
Oh, wait, we got a whole hour. What the hell?
Coming up hour number three.
I don't know what time it is.
It's next.
I'm new at this.
The new guy.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.